His salam also, the tone of his salam also was very considerate. That if somebody was sleeping there at night, that person won't wake up. And then he goes on to say, وَيُسْمَعُ الْيَقْضَانِ, and that person that is awake, he will hear the salam. So the man that is sleeping, he won't get disturbed. The person that is awake, he'll hear the salam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teaching us also, that be very considerate when we're speaking, be very considerate when making salam. If somebody is there, we shouldn't be disturbing them. Our tone also should be such that we're considering the next person. How much more considerate we should be if we're going to somebody's house and we want to call them and draw their attention, especially at night, and we start hooting. Somebody might be sleeping in the neighbor's house. Somebody might be sleeping in a block of flats. Somebody might be busy with something, and we just start hooting. There may be a baby that's there, a sick person. So this teaches us consideration. If even in the tone of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salam was such that the person nearby shouldn't get disturbed, how much more careful we should be with our hooters, how much more careful we should be when we're speaking or when we've got programs in our homes, that we shouldn't have it so loud now that we're disturbing other people. So all these things we learn from, we've done this consideration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he goes on to say, فَجَاءَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَسَلَّمَ كَمَا كَانَ يُسَلِّمُ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمُ. So he's explaining that that occasion also when we took that milk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made the salam exactly like that. That it was such a tone that the sleeping person would get disturbed, and the person that is awake, he could hear it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these beautiful qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a sign of tawazu. This is a sign of humility in a person, and he's considerate about everyone. The ayat of Quran in the fifth sipara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the different levels of relationship people have, and the different types of ihsan to the different people. وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off that ayat, that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not ascribe any partners, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ ihsana. And Allah Pak speaks about being very kind to your parents, وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى, and those people that are your family members, those people that are orphans, وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, those family members also that are your neighbors, وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ, those neighbors that are close by, وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that person that isn't even a temporary neighbor. For example, you're traveling in an aeroplane, person sitting in your seat next, sitting in a seat next to you, he's your temporary neighbor. You're traveling in a bus, somebody sitting next to you, temporary neighbor. You're in the masjid, somebody is on your side, that is your temporary neighbor also. Even that person also, you show him kindness. وَصَاحِبِ بِالْجَمِّ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ, those people that are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people that are traveling, you're showing them kindness also. Amma malakat imanukum, those people that are under your, those people that are under you, those servants that you have. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah la yuhibbu man kana mukhtalan fakhura. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those people that are arrogant and proud. Mufassirin explain, what is the link between this last part of the ayat and the first part explaining that a person should be very kind? He said, those people that overlook other people's rights are generally those people that are proud and arrogant. When a person is proud and arrogant, he doesn't care about the next person. But when a person has good humility, he'll care about every person around him, why he's thinking that he is the worst person. There's an incident that we terminate on. Hazrat Mawlana Ihsan Sahib, Damat Barakatum, a very senior alim in Raiwin, he explains, he says, on one occasion, Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali had come to Karachi. So he said he was there, he came to Makki Masjid, which is a big masjid there in Karachi. So he said this was a sight to be seen, that when he had come to this masjid to have this program, ulama from all over Pakistan came to visit. He said such a scene, such a beautiful scene, that after that program, people all stood in a line. So after Asr Salah, everyone stood in a line to come meet Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. He said, what a scene it was, that the ulama, the huffaz, the qurra, the imams, all the pious people were all just standing in a line, all waiting out of respect to meet Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. It's as though Allah Pak had given this man such respect and such izzat. So he says that Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali's lips were moving all the time. People were meeting him, his lips were moving. So in the evening he went to the room of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, and Hazrat Sheikh told him, oh Ihsan, do you know what I was reading at the time of Musafa when everyone was coming to meet me? He said, I was reading this dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi azhara alayya al-jameel wa satara alayya al-qabih. That all praise is due to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has exposed over me beauty and has hidden all the filth and has hidden all the dirt that I have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden all my faults. So this is a person who got humility at that level. Yet he's making this dua that all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not me. It's nothing that I have to do. But this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If ulama explain when a person is saying subhana rabbi al-azim, that what should he think at that moment? What thought should go through his mind? He should think this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from every type of fault, every type of blemish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free. If it wasn't for that cover that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put over me, that veneer that Allah Pak has put over me, then I am nothing but aib. That I am nothing but false. I am full of false. It's just that cover that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put over me, that people maybe show me some respect. People think that I'm a good person. People meet me, they see me. So this is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi went further to say, he said, if people only knew my faults, forget not meeting me, they won't even look at me. This is the level of tawazu that the person has. So this is what we should also be thinking, that we are full of faults. Whatever little respect somebody gives us, whatever little respect people show us or think of us, then we should think that this is just a cover. It is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these people are respecting. It's got nothing to do with us. But in reality, we are full of faults. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of correcting our internal, our external, bringing this beautiful sifat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, bringing this quality of being cognizant and taking other people into consideration and being very careful about how we deal and how we interact with other people. Today's Friday, as we know, we should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and come early for the Jummah Salah, try and read Surah Kahf, and try and capitalize on the moments, especially the moment between Asr and Maghrib Salah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.